Hello, everyone. This is John Mackla, and today's topic is a little bit different. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about human resource law for frontline managers and supervisors. And the reason for that is it can be the three biggest areas where people can have difficulty as a manager in this area is in wrongful terminations, discrimination, usually race and age, and sexual and non-sexual harassment. Those are the three largest filed lawsuits at the federal level. And managers need to be aware of those kinds of things to help keep themselves and their organizations out of trouble. So let me start with wrongful terminations. Like I said, it's the number one federal filed lawsuit. And there, we will talk about it toward the end of this podcast about those things that a manager, the way the managers can terminate, lawfully terminate employees. Second one is discrimination. Typically, race and age are the two biggest. Most people don't know, for example, that age discrimination kicks in at 40 years of age. Yes, I said 40. And most people think it's 55 or 60, but it's 40. And this race usually comes how you deal with minority candidates and so forth, and making sure that you don't discriminate against minorities in the hiring, in the training processes, or even all the way through termination processes, if that happens to be the circumstance. And the third one is sexual and non-sexual harassment. And we'll talk about both of those in this podcast as well. But understand, sexual harassment is the third most common filed complaint, and non-sexual harassment, bullying in the workplace, and hostile work environment have recently been elevated to the same level as sexual harassment in the workplace. And there's a liability in this world for managers that you need to be aware of. You, the manager, can be held up to $100,000 personally. $100,000, excuse me, personally liable for failure for a duty to an employee. Yes, there are consequences in this world. So not only you, but organizations, CEOs, directors, whatever, can be held liable in this area for failure for a duty to an employee. And one of the things I want you to keep in the back of your head is what's called the good faith principle in the area of employment law. And this is acting on the basis of honest intention and beliefs. Two questions for you. Did the employer act maliciously? Was there an attempt to defraud or seek an advantage over the employee? And let's just create the scenario that you want to terminate somebody. Before you do that, run that little good faith principle through your mind and make sure that what you're going to do, it will pass the good faith principle. You're not going to act maliciously or appear from an outside observer's perspective that you're acting maliciously or trying to gain an advantage over the employee. Let me give you an example of what happens when one manager doesn't follow the normal course. So it only takes one to take you down. And the example I'll give you is Landis Nursing Home and Retirement Community in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And the story here is a manager, female employee comes to her supervisor and says, "I'm pregnant. I can't do my primary function." The supervisor says, "Well, if you can't do your primary function, I'm going to terminate you today. And after you have your baby and all is well, come on back and we'll rehire you." That is what transpires, except Landis doesn't hire her back. She puts a federal lawsuit, EEOC, Federal Court, Philadelphia, against Landis. They owe termination meeting is in play, one of the things you have to do is prepare what you're going to say in advance. You just don't want to go in and wing it. Never terminate an employee without a witness. Always have a witness present. Allow the employee to speak and state the finality of decision. Give them a document and go over their benefits that they will have upon leaving your organization. Talk about their last paycheck. The federal standard is normal pay cycle. Some states have something different than that, but at the federal level, last paycheck can be in the normal pay cycle. You can collect any keys or proprietary equipment of yours, tools, and shirts, those kinds of things as well. If the employee says they're not going to sign, their termination form, you and have a witness, you can both just sign to employee refuse to sign and move right along. So in today's world, that's the short version of HR, law for managers and supervisors. What we've just talked about here in about 15 minutes, I normally do in pretty much a full day seminar. And so if you would like to have this seminar brought in or this topic brought into your organization with a customized seminar for you, for your managers and supervisors or any other interested parties, please contact me at jlmakela@gmail.com, or you can get me through my website, strengthbasedleadership.net. Or you can call me at 443-364-8341. 443-364-8341. And I look forward to hearing from you. Have a good day.